Let's read together from John 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. Jesus says, I am. The words I am in itself carry a lot of weight. If you ask me a question and I respond with I am, it's an announcement or an introduction of who I am or what I do. I am a doctor. I am an alcoholic. I am a pastor. One day I was playing golf and a man comes and asks if he can play with me. No problem, you can. And we play together and he starts speaking in strange tongues. And it's not holy tongues. He swears like I never heard it before and continues for about 20 minutes before he finally asks me, so, what do you do? Referring to my occupation. I am a pastor. And an instant, he's mute. That man went into silence for the rest of the afternoon. When Jesus says, I am, he's referring to himself as God, the one who created everything, the one who provides, the one who protects. The Jews have many different names for God. Jesus says, I am that. The one who introduced himself to Moses in a desert as I am who I am. Before anything, I was. I am what the scriptures talk about. I am what Abraham talked about. I am the one who called you by your name. I am the one who breathed life into you. I am the one who was and is and who will be. Paul speaks of Jesus in Acts 17 and says, because through him we live, move, and exist. I exist. I am something. I am because he is. And when Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd, he's saying, I'm the shepherd that David talks about in Psalm 23. You are my sheep. You are my wealth. And that's what sheep were to a shepherd in that time. They were his wealth. Everything the shepherd owned was invested in those sheep. And the shepherd would do anything to protect it. Jesus says, I will lay down my life for my sheep. And he did. In verse 10 in John 10, he says, and I have come so that you may have life and have it abundantly. I come to you. This desire to be close to my sheep and to give the best to my sheep drives me so that you may have the life that I've always wanted for you. And there are so many things I can still say about the shepherd, but here are three things the shepherd does. Firstly, he gives me rest. David writes, he lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Are you tired of working? Tired of arguing? Tired of struggling? Tired of trying? Physically, emotionally, mentally tired? I know someone who says, I am tired to the core of my soul. we seek rest for these things, but mostly seek them in the places where we can only find them temporarily. When we go on holiday, we say, I just want to rest. We look over the sea or over the bushveld and say, this is the life. Here I can find rest. Or if I can just get some sleep, I will get the rest I need. But it never lasts long. The opposite is often true. We live with dissatisfaction, and restlessness is at the forefront of our lives. We are swallowed up by the rush of this life to perform and to gather. Like ants, we are on the move all day long. And being tired and burdened is not difficult in this world we live in. In the Message paraphrase, Eugene Peterson actually articulates it with a question that Jesus asks us. Are you tired? Worn out, burned out on religion. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And if David writes, he makes me lie down in green pastures to waters where there is rest, then it's also the awareness that only the Lord can give me this rest. I cannot get it from other things or other people, not even from myself. Only the Lord can give me this rest. We need a deeper rest, a Sabbath rest, a rest that a pillow or a blanket or a holiday by the sea cannot give us. Our whole being seeks more. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Definition of recovery is to return to a normal state of health, mind, or strength. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Do you look to him as your shepherd? Do you trust the Lord to give you this true rest? Because he is the source of rest. The shepherd restores my soul. David writes, he renews my strength. So what is your soul? It is the place where your memory, thoughts, your feelings, your imagination, your beliefs, your desires, your awareness, your emotions, and your love come together. It's the deepest well of your life. Your true identity lies in your soul. And our souls become dry. These dimensions of the soul are exhausted. Life drains our souls. It robs us of who we should be. We become someone else in certain places. We say, I don't know myself anymore. And James writes in James 1, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. In John 4, Jesus talks to a woman at the well. Her soul is dry. Her identity is what has happened to her. She's alone. And then Jesus says to her, if you knew the gift of God and knew who he is, who says to you, give me water to drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Everyone who drinks from the water that I will give him, you will never get thirsty in eternity. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water that springs up into eternal life. I cause new life to spring up in you. You will be refreshed, renewed, restored. And when she awakens to this and says, give me some of this water, it's exactly what happens. She comes to life. She leaves her things there, runs full of joy and says, I found him. I saw him. I heard his voice. The one who comes to save us is here. Something is happening to me. I can feel it. When we are refreshed, we gain perspective. We gain vision for our life. Shepherd takes his sheep to a place where their thirst is quenched and where they can find food and be fed. Rejuvenates. He gives me new energy. The prophet Hosea says in Hosea 6, he will come to us like rain. He will refresh us like spring rain refreshes the ground. Only Jesus can give you this water that makes your soul jump. But I don't just want to believe he refreshes my soul. I want to experience how he does it. So the invitation then, come to me. Get away with me. And you'll recover your life. And Jesus says, the shepherd leads me on his path. David writes, he guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. In John 10, after he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. We need guidance. We can't help ourselves. We are sheep. Another day I shared this concept with a couple of Jesus as our shepherd and that we are his sheep. And she said to her husband, my dear, you are not a sheep. To which he replies, thank you, my love. She says, you're a pig. All right, so some of us need counseling. We don't always know what to do. We need his voice to guide us. We constantly make poor decisions. Someone once said, our present self thinks our past self made poor decisions. So, what does our future self think of now? And I think we are not actually looking for a shepherd. We are looking for a consultant. We just want to check in now and then and see if everything is still okay. But sheep can't choose. We can't decide where we want him to lead us and where we don't. We need his guidance in totality, in every aspect of our life. We were made to be with the shepherd. We can do few things for ourselves. We cannot bless ourselves. We cannot name ourselves. We cannot even tickle ourselves. You can try that at home. We need the Lord. He guides us when we get to know his voice. He speaks. Jesus says, I have many things to tell you. If the Holy Spirit comes, he will tell you. Everyone who listens to my words is compared to a wise man. The greatest and most famous words of Jesus are, follow me. It's the biggest invitation of our life. And the longer I follow him, the better I know when he speaks. When Jesus calls Mary by her name in the garden, she responds with Rabbi. She knows his voice because he's the one she follows. If you blindfold me and put me between 1,000 women speaking at the same time, and Chanel, my wife, is somewhere in between them all, I'll find her because I know her voice. The rich young man in Luke 18 comes to Jesus and asks, what else can I do to have life with God? Yes, you are very focused on what you can do. But one thing you don't do is follow me. Follow me, I'll show you what I can do, what I can be for you. Then you will discover eternal life. Then you will find true rest for your soul because you are weary and burdened. I see it in you. Afterwards, Jesus talks to his disciples and tells them, it's a heavy burden if you want to do life by yourself. You might say, the only place where I identify with the shepherd that David speaks of is the valley of the shadow of death, dark places. Well, if I follow his voice, if I know his voice, I can do it even if it's dark. Jesus says, I'll go ahead. My sheep listen to my voice. I lay down my life for my sheep. He walked this path of suffering for us. He went through the valley of the shadow of death first. He gave his life for his sheep. We sometimes feel that we are there alone, but he was there before us. He knows that way. He was there. He is there now. And will always be there with you. One of my favorite books, the writer describes a conversation between the character and Jesus. And the character said to Jesus, I feel so lost. And then Jesus answered him, but I'm with you. And I'm not lost. It may be an invitation to listen to his voice, especially in the dark depths of our lives. Do you want to have a life like this? A life with Jesus who gives you rest, refreshes and restores your soul, and leads you to a life of abundance? How do I respond to the I am? Shepherd's call. Someone once said, the biggest response to the I am is with the here I am. Here I am is a Hebrew word called hineni. And hineni is a sincere, unguarded affirmation given before any facts are known. It is a spontaneous acknowledgement that promises I am here just as I was found, completely present, focused, all in. And even more, I am here, all of me, with all that I am and all that I can be. Hineni is a response in which the self sheds all reserve, and which indicates a readiness to receive and respond to it. It is brave and humble. This is the kind of response we only get a few times in our lives. When we promise ourselves to the one we love, without knowing what the future may bring. When we stare into the eyes of a newborn baby and promise that we will never let them down. when we promise ourselves, as we enter a new era of our lives, to be all that we can be. Here I am. I give myself. How do I respond to the voice of the Lord in my life? By surrendering. I hand over control to the shepherd. I realize I can't do it alone. I surrender to what the Lord wants to do with me. Hineni. Jesus is my shepherd, and that is enough. He alone can give me rest. He alone can give my soul and restore my soul and give me new strength and energy. He alone can lead me on His way and in His will. And the invitation from Jesus is to come with Him to where He wants to take us. To admit, I can't do it alone. I need You. I need You. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that we need You. We acknowledge and are aware of the fact that we can't do this life alone. We need someone to lead us, to restore us, to take us to real rest. And we ask that you will be the good shepherd walking and doing this life with us. Holy Spirit, we pray that You will help us to say yes. Help us to say, here I am. Help us to give over to the good shepherd of our lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive the blessing. May the love of our Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.